everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to Booking the Territory, the unprofessional wrestling podcast, where today we're talking Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 106 from February the 5th of 1994. We're still in the same location, Chilhowee High School, Chilhowee, Virginia, and it is still Doc and I because we're doing a back-to-back today, and Hopper is on the road still wrestling with Wildcat and doing his thing. But Doc, how you doing, man? You hanging in there today?
Man, as always, it's better to be me than it is to be any of you folks. And I just got to tell you, I'm really happy with this creation of the closed Facebook group that I'm not a part of, because it really does help me not have to see the Phil Allens and everybody else that Mark Wilson, I think is his name. I forget all of the DTAR or some other folks. It just really protects me from having to see this. I could just go look at our regular page, look at the pictures, and not have to worry about any of these people. So I appreciate you doing that for me at my direction.
I had a handful of people recently on either the Facebook page or on Twitter. What's the best way to get in touch with Doc? And I literally was like, there is no way. No, really. On social media. I was like, he don't do social media. You ain't getting in touch with him. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just
didn't y'all listen to Mrs. Doc when she came on here and said, "This ain't no character, and this ain't no playing heel, man. I do not want to be contacted by people I know, so I certainly don't want to be contacted by people I do not know."
Hold on. Well, no, they didn't. Went to the patrons. Heard the broad episode. Remember?
Well, here's the other thing. So if you're like, no, I like Doc. I want to talk to him. That doesn't change my opinion on what case with anyone.
You're an asshole.
How long did you and I work together before we started striking up a conversation?
I don't know, but I mean, that was different. We never really worked together. We were just in the same area.
Was I rude to you at all?
I don't know. You're an asshole to everybody, so
maybe to you.
I don't know. You weren't rude to me. You know, you'd get stretched, so you kind of just laid off. You probably didn't. You weren't rude to me. No, I don't. I don't want to say you were rude.
So no, I'm not. Look, let me tell you something. If you want to reach out, first of all, if you want to cuss at me, I don't care. It's not going to bother me. And you know, they say don't meet your heroes because it can be disappointing.
You're no one's hero, dude.
I don't think it would be disappointing to these people, but it's not going to end out like you want it to. How about that?
Okay. You're a fucking nobody. Whatever.
just waste your time doing something else. Now, I will tell you this. This is a little bit retro history for Smoky Mountain, but it's because you sent me something last night, and I had some time while I was downing some beers to read some things. We're just a few weeks past a pretty big, what was termed a race riot in the same state that we're in right now with Smoky Mountain, where apparently Jimmy Del Rey was running around calling people the same thing that people like to call you. Did you read that?
Yes, I did read it. Actually, Bobby Blaze and I did an entire patron episode on that night. That was, I think we went for almost 2 hours because Bobby was there. Bobby worked the show. And Bobby gave his firsthand perspective on everything that went down. And
what a great reason to – what a great other reason to become a patron, really.
It's a hell of an episode, to be honest with you, because, you know, Bobby – we love Bobby. Bobby can be long-winded, but that's not always a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. In this instance, it was a good thing because Bobby covered all bases of the quote-unquote race riot that was, I'm just going to say it, incorrectly termed by Wade Keller in the torch. I'm just going to be honest. I think it was inappropriate.
Well, there's a first. We have a minority not playing the race card. That's great. Good job,
Shut
Mike.
Up. Shut up. But it was not. And Bobby agreed. Bobby was like, it wasn't a race riot. It was a riot of sorts, but it wasn't a race riot. The torch took some liberties there, calling it a race riot. I agreed with Corny. It was not a race riot. What I don't agree with is the throwing around of the use of the word N-word that Bobby did say happened that night and how inappropriate that was. So
wait. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Who writes the torch?
So, well, we're going to find out later. That's what's funny.
Tell me, who's the author of the torch?
Well, I mean, the owner and chief editor of it is Wade Keller. Now, a lot of people write for the fucking torch. So,
remember that name for later in the episode because it'll come back later as we move along. And I was just, thinking about that and that article you sent me and all that put together and a good time and become a patron and, we're now on Patreon and sign up for the Facebook group and use the Amazon link and the shout out to the Hall of Famer. See how quick you can do all this shit and just get through it so that we can get to the damn ring.
That's nice, Doc. Maybe you should do it all the time.
Well, I sit here and listen to you do it every week. I could probably cut that if your organization is interested in it.
Dude, that's it. That was a damn good patron episode, though, that Bobby did on it. Because I was curious, man. I had always wanted to know what went down, and he educated me on some shit.
It's funny that Bobby's on it because I listen to Bobby's podcast. Man, I'm telling you, I listen to podcasts. It's a thing I enjoy doing. I'm not like these other folks. They're too afraid to plug what I listen to and give shout-outs here. I want all you shitheads to be able to listen to good content. I listened to Bobby's podcast. He had a recent episode a few weeks back now on the top 10 rivalries. They got a lot of it wrong, I got to tell you. But I listened, and he did shout out us at one point. Well, the whole show this time, so he's getting better. Bobby's working on, and they talk about it on the air, making sure their shows don't go too long. And I was like, bruh.
I know what you're talking about.
But
I sent a note on that.
But it's also, man, that's something we talk about. It's like all day Wednesday when we record the NWA show, it's like, can we not have this be 100 minutes long? And then we get into rolling about Harper down at the Cause Spillway shooting squirrels. And the next thing you know, we've gone 2 hours. So,
yes, it's how it happens for us.
Come out from bullshitting, and our wives are standing there with their hands on their hips looking at us like, this podcast is stupid.
And let me tell you, it don't matter to the fucking race of the wife either, because one of them's white and one of them's African American, and they have the same fucking attitude at the end of the day. Ain't that right, Doc?
And I heard somebody on Twitter talking about, y'all need more Mrs. Doc. Dude, nobody needs that.
Everybody said that. There was like, everybody was like ranting about everybody but one. I think it was Ray Moore, maybe on the Facebook group, said a Hall of Fame patron. I think he said never again. It might have been him or someone else. I'm sorry if I got it wrong, but
I am rarely aligned with the patrons, but that guy right there and I, yeah. Never again. Jesus. Right.
Philip Allen, you haven't heard it yet. He said we need to bring him on more often. Okay. But if you want that patron content, it's tinyurl.com/PatreonBTT. That's tinyurl.com/PatreonBTT. $2 a month. You get all the patron access. There's a ton of shows out there we've done with the patron stuff, world class included. We're going to be having video reviews up soon, if not already. So please go join it. tinyurl.com/PatreonBTT. $2 a month or a little more, you can become a Hall of Fame patron and get things like t-shirts every couple of months or so. So there you go. We jump into this week's Smoky Mountain Wrestling episode from episode number 106, February 5th, 1994. Dutch and Bob Cottle kick things off. The Dirty White Boy will be on Down and Dirty, where Ron Wright will make an appearance in a promo shot from what I assume is his home. And Robbie Eagle versus Chris Candido will happen for the Smoky Mountain Wrestling TV title. I'm not sure if I said this. We're still in the same location. We are still in Virginia. I think actually you mentioned it at the top of the show. We started talking about the riot. Doc, any thoughts from the opening, or can we go to the ring?
Cottle has a lot of nerve standing out there pimping the moon dogs and the furnaces and all that shit.
Bruh. So with that said, we go to the first match. Jason West and Jeff Victory versus the Moondogs. DQ. West FF. Victory win. Fast forward, followed by the Bruise Brothers. And I just want to say this, bro. It gets the fast forward, but I want to say one thing. How mentally draining is it and exhausting is it to watch or attempt, I don't even say watch, attempt to watch these two and their promos?
I didn't. I fast forwarded it, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my point is, I hit play, I get through Dutch and Bob, I see the Moondogs, I fast forward. Then I see 5 seconds of the Bruise Brothers. I'm sorry, 2 seconds of the Bruise Brothers before I hit fast forward. In 2 seconds time, I'm like, God, this is fucking exhausting. So anyway, just wanted to point that out to you. So there we have that. All right, we'll keep going then. So we fast forwarded through those, and we go to Bob Cottle, who throws us to Terry and Dory Funk, followed by the Bullet once again. So another Terry Funk appearance, and I like Terry's promo here. Let's go now to Terry and Dory Funk right here.
Fans, the Bullet is rolling the dice, and on February 13th, he'll either restore Bob Armstrong as commissioner, or Bullet will be a humiliated man, banned from Smoky Mountain Wrestling forever.
Good.
Right now, let's hear these words from his opponent, Terry Funk.
Yes.
We're going to Knoxville. Oh, we're going to Knoxville. We're going to Knoxville. Well, what does Knoxville smell like? What does it smell like? It smells like Butt Crack USA. And what does that smell like?
What is that?
That smells exactly like cheap wine, unholy women, illegal politicians, and fear. And that fear seeps out of every pore of Bob Armstrong. His family, don't try to have them come and help you, because I have this man right here who will not only be protecting Jim Cornette in the back of the Coliseum, he will also be watching for all of those illegitimate little schmoes and schmucks and fools and idiots and perverts and punks and pukes that you claim are sired from you. Well, let me tell you something. Not one of them can make a hair on a good Funk's back. And I'm talking about this man here, and I'm talking about myself. I fear no evil. I fear no one. I don't fear any of you fools out there that are going to be at ringside, nor do I care if you're there, because you must understand that I am being paid by Cornette. Stay at home, because I am going to take that little baton, except I have got a branding iron, where that 350-pound poo-fool that worked for that ice skater's husband tried to knock her legs out from underneath her. I've got a branding iron, and I will.
Armstrong, this is a Texas death match.
You tell him the rules.
You don't know what a Texas death match is.
Listen to him.
A Texas death match is falls don't count. No stopping the match because of blood. You can bleed a gallon and nobody's going to come in there and protect you. The match continues until only one man is left standing. And that man is going to be my brother, Terry Funk. I'm coming to Knoxville. Armstrong, take a good look at me. It's been a long time since we've met. And I'm going to be there, and I'm going to protect Cornette from your illegitimate children.
Yeah.
Dutch is no-
Terry Funk was really good here. Doc, what did you have from that?
He got lost on the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding thing, but who cares? Because you're right, he was really good. Dude. Okay. How old does Dory Funk look here? Not how old is he. How old does he look? We're going to get an age on him. I put 100.
Nah, he don't look that old. 60?
Okay, let's see.
He doesn't look that old to me. I mean, but his head is covered, so you can't see any.
He is 53 here.
Okay. So I said 60. I was 7 years off.
He's one of those guys that probably looked old when he was a kid, though. You know how those some of those people are, right?
You mean like Bob, Arn, who
right?
Who had 27 looked like he was 47?
Right. Bob Caudle's always looked the same.
Dude, Bob Caudle's been fucking 70 years old since 1950.
He locked in that look early on, and he's been riding with it the whole way, pal.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was watching this just last night, and little Latrell, my sweet offspring.
Sweet, my ass. That's the dude who chokes and hits his own fucking little league coaches? Yeah, sweet.
Well, the coaches need to keep their yap shut and learn something. So he comes in and he's watching it with me, and he goes, and this is an exact quote, "Is that guy in the back there real? He looks like a statue." And I was like, yeah, just watch here. In a second, he's going to move. And he seemed very unimpressed by all of that. And then he asked what the guy in the front in the blue, what's his deal? So I told him a little bit about that. But yeah, Terry's awesome here. He's talking to him in the building. He's telling him what he's going to do. He's running down all their pukes and scum and all that kind of stuff. And they're sweating out booze and unholy women and all kinds of stuff. That was good.
Dude.
Dory just cut Terry off. Did you see that?
Yeah, I guess he was just trying to get it in before the, you know, because they had been gone almost 3 minutes by that point. I guess that's what it was. But when Terry brought out the Knoxville smells like butt crack, USA cheap wine, unholy women, and illegal politicians, I mean, I thought for a second he was talking about Louisiana, because that to fucking... Dude, that explains so much. You know, dirty politicians, unholy women, cheap wine, butt crack USA.
Dude, let's go down there, man.
Sounds like a fucking fun place to me. That's why I grew up there, I guess.
I hadn't been to New Orleans in about 6 years, man. I'm ready to get back, get my swerve on, dude. I love it down there. Let's get crazy.
Let's keep going. We've got the local promo from Tammy, followed by... Oh, no. I'm sorry. We're still on the Bullet. So we got to get to... This is after Terry and Dory Funk. We're going to hear from the Bullet. Here it is.
Down in my mind, the Bullet is putting it all on the line. This probably is the most important match ever for Smoky Mountain Wrestling. As a matter of fact, the future of Smoky Mountain Wrestling could be at stake. Right now, let's hear from the Bullet.
You know, every day it gets a little bit closer. And every day I wonder, did I really make a mistake? But I don't wonder long, because I know it all had to come to a head sooner or later. The Bullet's been skipping amongst all your big guns. You brought in the big Captain Redneck, Dick Murdoch, that killer Kyle, that Kevin Sullivan. And now you've gone and got the man that beat Bob Armstrong and caused him to leave Smoky Mountain area. Well, the Bullet's been training hard. And although Terry Funk never lost a Texas death match, there's a first time for everything. Anything can happen if you believe. And I believe, Jimmy Cornette, that you are a low-down rat fink. Anybody that put on the bottom of a contract, if he loses, he's got to crawl and kiss my feet. That would be the world to you, wouldn't it? To have the Bullet kiss your feet. Well, you can forget about that, mister. Because I got a lot to fight for. How many times have I been flat on my back with the breath knocked out of me right there at that Civic Coliseum in Knoxville? And heard an elderly gentleman or lady or a young kid say, "Get up, Bullet, you know you can do it." And by golly, I know I can do it. So you bring that Terry Funk, that Texas devil, on in here, brother. We're going to show him what mountain folks are all about. And when I win that match, Bob Armstrong will be back as commissioner, and you and your friend on the board of directors can hightail it out of the Smoky Mountain area, because the Bullet will be back and will be bad to the bone.
All right, fans.
All right, Doc. Thoughts on the Bullet right there? Kind of repeating, I guess, what we already knew. But what do you have?
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here looking at the Bullet cutting this thing on January 16th at 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, I like that piece of it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's that old camcorder, thing where it's got the time and the fucking date on it.
Right. Dude. BA's arms are so much bigger than an 87 NWA. How's he gaining mass without some help, if you know what I mean, as he's aging into his 50s?
I don't think he's on anything. I just think he's a
he's more time to work out.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, it's not like he's fucking bulging, like he's, you know, busting out of his skin. He's just got more mass than he did in 87 NWA. I don't think he's doing anything illegal. He looks like a fucking steak and milk type of dude who just gets his intake from naturally occurring foods. And I just think he works out, and I think he's just a tough old man. He ain't on fucking, he never took nothing. There's no way.
Okay.
I don't say there's no way, but I'd have to see him inject the needle in his ass for me to believe it.
He said we're going to just show him what mountain folks are like.
Right.
I'd be afraid.
It's a tough old man, dude. That's a tough old man, bro.
Yeah, mountain folks will fuck your carcass after they're done killing you, man.
Any other thoughts before we go to possibly playing the local promo?
They got it. We got to get there, man. It's time. All the promos are, you know, kind of – everybody needs to get their promos submitted in this episode. We need to get to Sunday Bloody Sunday and get this thing rolling.
Agreed. Where are we at on a local promo? Tammy Fitch followed by Cornette. I don't have much from it. Tammy's
funny
a little
there's
bit.
Not, yeah, she's kind of funny, and they're talking about Harlan coming up, and I just imagine Harlan is this magical place where everybody is stupid and angry. So I think you should probably play him.
Bo James has talked about Harlan and Hazard a lot, but let's play Tammy right here and followed by Cornette.
Mountain Street Fight in Harlan. Primetime Brian Lee with Tammy Fitch against the Dirty White Boy with the Dirty White Girl.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of having all these matches, match after match with the Dirty White Boy. Now we have a street fight. All these people in Harlan are probably so happy because that's all they know how to do is go out and fight on the streets because they don't have jobs, they don't go to school, they're a bunch of idiots. And now we have to go there. And look, last time I was in Harlan, look what happened. Somebody touched me and I have a rash that just won't go away. But I don't have to worry about it. Brian will just beat the White Boy again, this time in the street fight.
Harlan, Kentucky, Kaywood High School, Friday, February the 11th, tag title match, two out of three falls. The Rock and Roll Express against Jim Cornette's Heavenly Body.
That's easy for you to say, Gomez. Let me just explain one thing to you people up there. Just like Miss Fitch said, you don't go to school, you're not too bright, you don't know how to read right, and you don't know your arithmetic. This isn't just a one-fall match for the tag team title. It's two out of three falls. What that means is the team that wins has to beat the other team not once but twice in the same night. Now, when was the beat the Heavenly Bodies twice in one night? You know when? It's never happened. And Rock and Roll, I've seen you in two out of three fall matches, and I've seen you go down at the hands of the Midnight Express, and I'm saying that the same thing is going to happen at the hands of the greatest tag team I've ever managed, the Heavenly Bodies, right there in Harlan, Kaywood High School, February the 11th. It's going to take place.
Alright, what you got from it, Doc?
First of all, Corny just used the slip up from Matthews to jab at him and cement him as a heel. Tammy out there talking about how stupid and ignorant everybody is in Harlan, which is a shoot. And then, I don't know, are we sure that that's where that rash came from?
I'm not.
There's a lot of different ways to catch a rash in this world.
Well, as of right now, I know, speaking of Tammy, Phil Allen and someone else posted in the Facebook group something about her getting out, and she would get credit for time served. So we're recording this on August 10th, 2018. So I'm not sure if Tammy's out and she's doing better, but in all sincerity, I hope Tammy gets the help that she needs, because selfishly, I want her on this show one day, and I'd like her to be in good mental condition when she does it.
I'd like for her to sit on my face.
That's nice. I bet you and Harper would like that, but I'll take a pass on that. She's not my speed, but anyway.
You're a black dude. She's a thick blonde girl. That's then thick blonde white girl. That's 100% your speed.
You confuse people more than anyone I know on this show. Someday I'm going to have to defend myself from some of the things you've called me, and I'm going to be like, I never stated what that asshole said, so you need to approach Doc about that. And the problem is, no one will be able to find Doc Turner because he's not on the grid.
There you go.
But anyway, we will keep going. So, but I hope Tammy gets the help she needs, and hopefully one day she can come on the show. Tommy Noe, I know you're listening. Can we get you on that, please, now that she's out? I'm just poking fun at you, Tommy. I hope you're doing well. Brian Keyes versus Bobby Blaze is up next. And let's see, we got Van Horn on the mic for a little while. Van Horn wasn't bad on the mic, but he basically said Smoky Mountain needs to stop sending the mummy these bottom feeders. Bobby gets a win with the Northern Lights suplex. A nice little win from Bobby on this week's episode. But, Doc, your thoughts on anything we witnessed in this matchup with these two?
I thought Van Horn was okay, but nothing was – he didn't have any great lines like normal. But I thought that was a nice finisher from Bobby on to put that thing away.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought he looked really good. I was trying to get to it on the video, but I don't have an actual timestamp of it. But Bobby looked good, man. Bobby, oh shit, did you see him kick that guy in the head just now? Damn, Bobby, did you see
Bobby
that, Doc?
Bobby ain't playing. He's trying to get his
Holy
ass over.
Holy shit, dude! Here's the finish.
Look at
right
this.
Here.
Yeah, that's nice. Now bridging is my thing now, Bobby.
Can you imagine if Horner saw that? Hey pal, don't hit
that's
the
what I
Bobby.
That's what I do.
That's my move. Well, Tim, I did a Northern Lights, man. I mean, it wasn't the same thing. It wasn't a roll-up.
Now, hey, I do. I'm known for the bridges, man, and I'm White Lightning.
I'm White Lightning, pal. Don't do my finish, brother. I mean, come on now. Let's see, man. Come on now. Anyway, good little win there for Bobby. Glad to see Bobby get the win. So right after that, though, they go straight from that to – well, any other thoughts on the match before I go to Tracy Smothers' promo, Doc?
No.
All right, so let's go to Tracy Smothers now, who is at the desk with Bob Cottle.
With the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers.
All right, fans, with us right now, the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers. Tracy, a guy been causing you all kind of problems, no doubt about it. That's Chris Candido.
I tell you what, Mr. Cottle, of all the guys that I have wrestled in Smoky Mountain or all over the world, this guy, crybaby Chris Candido, he makes me the hottest of any of them. I'm going to tell you this. He calls me the TV title. That made me so hot, you just don't know. He calls me the Smoky Mountain Heavyweight title by dropping me on my head. Then he comes out and calls me Vino something from somewhere up there in Pennsylvania. God, this guy makes me hot. He is the cheatingest, connivingest, no good little suicide Yankee punk I've ever run into. He's the cockiest, cheatingest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Wait a minute. Oh, cow. Whoa.
If that's so hot, yeah, I'll call you off.
Hey, fans, we'll be right back.
Doc, I thought when Candido came out, I was like, did he just dump piss on him or something? That was the first thing that came to my mind, but it's just water. Any thoughts on what we just witnessed there?
What does water do? Why are we having such a reaction to water?
Well, because he was talking about being how he was hot and mad, so he was like, "Now you cooled down." It was like a just kind of like a little pissy joke, you know. He dumps ice cold water on him to cool him down because he gets on the mic after he's like, "You hot now? You cool now? What are you?" That's what that was about.
All right, so here's the other thing.
Oh boy, I just heard a scream in the background.
Yeah, you know these kids.
She's got some lungs on her.
Right. Tell me about it. There's another
Damn.
One.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That's why
I've
we're
been
not
there, dude. Trust me.
That's why we're not cutting any patron episodes after this.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know we wore it last week too, but that t-shirt, man, Smothers was wearing, that's a hell of a shirt.
With the flags on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice shirt. I gotta give him credit there.
All right.
Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, me too. We go straight from that to Down and Dirty. Let me get it queued up. Doc, give me some fill-in time. Because there's a bunch of recap shit in here before
that. Oh, did you notice that there is a new graphic for Down and Dirty?
I did notice that. Like, came out of pretty much, I don't want to say nowhere, but I guess so. There it is. You see it? Completely new. Down and Dirty with Dr. Dutch. They added the doctor to it. How's that sound?
That's a classy painting right there.
Yep. So Dutch says he's Dr. Dutch. They throw it to the recap of Dirty White Boy and Killer Kyle from last week. If you remember, we talked about all that mayhem and what ensued after with Dirty White Boy hanging primetime Brian Lee by the top rope with the chain. And then the Dirty White Boy is followed by Ron Wright. So let's hear from old brother Ron right here. Here it is.
Okay, you heard it. My special guest today, the Dirty White Boy, the dirty white girl.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but you've got a tape that I want everybody to see of the legendary, the master of the chain matches, Mr. Ron Wright. So if you would, roll that tape.
Wrestling fans, you don't know how good it is to be able to be back out here in a walking this time. The last time you people seen me on TV, I'd been drugged pretty heavy and I made a stupid mistake. I got up in the ring to try to help the dirty white boy and I didn't take my old faithful solid oak walking stick with me and I got my brains knocked out. Let me tell you something, Prime Time. You're messing with Ron right now. Now I've had my surgery, I've had the hip implant and I'm back walking as mean as ever. And let me tell you something, and knock Knoxville, Tennessee, February the 13th. It's going to be the bloodiest Sunday in the history of wrestling because we're going to have a chain match down there with the title at stake with Dirty White Boy and none other than Primetime Brian Lee. And let me tell you something, Ron Wright's going to walk in that building that day and these people down there have seen me in hundreds of chain matches in Knoxville, Tennessee. They've never seen me lose one. I beat the likes of Whitey Caldwell, Ed Wolf, Sputnik Monroe, Tommy Gilbert, you name them, I could go on forever and ever, the people that I beat to death and carried out of the ring on stretchers after these matches. Let me tell you something, you've seen Dirty White Boy in some of these matches before. I've had him in the last 2 months in training that you people won't believe, and when he gets done with Dirty White Boy and Miss Fitch, bitch, if I have to, I'll wrap this walking cane around both of them's head and I'll see to it that they're carried out of the matches, Knoxville, Tennessee, February the 13th.
Okay, fam.
He said, "Miss Fitch, bitch." I loved it. Doc, thoughts?
You got a hard on because your boy Ron's back. He looks great, man. He looks like the hip that he got finally got the hip implant, man. He's been gone 6 weeks and he's up and moving from a hip implant. That's amazing. The medical technology and shit, dude.
We need to talk about something real quick. So, basically, when we started this 2 years ago, because we're basically on the 2 year anniversary. This is February 5th, 94. The first episode was like February 1st of 92. So okay, we're almost at the exact 2 year anniversary of doing this and of doing Smoky Mountain, not just our BTT show, but Smoky Mountain specifically. So basically 2 years ago, we were introduced to Ron Wright. And if you remember, if you go back to that first time we saw him, we were like, holy shit, I don't know what's going on, but there's something there. And we hadn't seen it all yet. Well, you had technically, but it's like, what the fuck? In those 2 years, he went from a hated piece of shit who begged for money for his hip implant and every fucking surgery known to man to now having had the surgery he needed. He can finally walk after all these years and he caps it off with Tammy Fitch, Miss Bitch.
Hey, let me ask you something real quick. You got that screenshot of the Down and Dirty graphic. What if you had just a photo, that photo, like that painting of Dutch, and you came home with it one day and told Mrs. Menace, Sasha, hey, I got something I want you to hang on the wall for me.
It wouldn't fly. Can you imagine? No, this is what you do, dude. You're like, hey, let me show you something I ordered, and you show your picture of it. It's like, I'm thinking about, but I figured right above the mantle would be a great place for this.
Right.
What would your broad say?
No. I'd get a no sell, too.
Right. They'd no sell it, but it would be a no. They try to no sell. See, that's the thing about these bitches, bro. They can't no sell. You ever notice that?
No. They can't. I'm not saying no to you. I've noticed. They can't. They don't know how. They get too affected by everything.
Right. Even when they no sell, they...
It's with sucking their teeth or or I can't even or...
Some of these bitches do not know the art of the no sell at all. None. Everything's emotional. So, but it wouldn't go. So, all right. Any other thoughts on Ron Wright? We haven't heard from Ron in a few months, bro.
This dude, nice if Ron Wright tells you a match is going to be bloody, I think you better listen.
Can you imagine if he was still alive and we could interview him on this show?
Jesus Christ. He'd probably hit both of us with a chain.
Yeah. We go back to Down and Dirty, but right now it's a Dirty White Boy. He jumps in to give his side of the promo once we come back from where we were with old Brother Ron at Brother Ron's house. So here that part is.
As you can see, it's crunch time here in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And White Boy, I'm going to send this right to you. It's either put up or shut up, because Bloody Sunday, February the 13th in Knoxville, I'm looking real forward to it. You know, prime time, you've done a lot of things to the white boy. You've screwed me out of $20,000. You put Ron Wright in the hospital. You've busted my head open on a number of different occasions. And you put your hands on the dirty white girl. Now all that's coming to a screeching halt. February the 13th, chain match at the Knoxville Coliseum. And what that has begun, a 12-foot chain is strapped to my wrist and strapped to your wrist. The only way you can win this chain match, you've got to touch all four corners. And if you do that successfully, then you walk out the Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion. But prime time, I just don't think that you've got it in you. You understand what I'm saying, tough guy? Because there's no way on the face of God's green earth I'm going to lose with Ron Wright in my corner.
Okay, one more question, and I know that you're very determined to regain the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title. You promised a couple of weeks ago, and you even raised your right hand to God, and you said, I promise the fans that I will walk out of the ring February the 13th as the Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion. I'm going to ask you one more time, do you still stand by that original statement?
Dutch, there's something that the white boy does not do, and that's when I put my right hand up to God, I don't lie. February the 13th, Knoxville, Tennessee, the Civic Coliseum, the dirty white boy will walk out the Smoky Mountain heavyweight champion.
Okay, fans, are you heard it from the white boy? Strong words. Let's see if we can back it up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Really good stuff there from the white boy. Doc, what did you have from it?
We've probably talked about this in the past, but do you know how old he is right there?
White boy?
Yeah.
I know we've talked about it before. Tell me.
33.
How old does he look to you?
43.
At least 40. 33. He's 33, but to me he does look about 40.
He's a child.
He's young, dude. He's 10 years younger than us right now. Shit. In this segment, this is crazy, man. This is crazy.
You like what the dirty white girl was wearing there, dude?
Man, we're getting a lot of feedback from people on Twitter and on the Facebook page that people are like, man, say what you want, man. I like her. She's hot.
When you talk about our listeners, I could see her being right up their alley.
Dude, she's not bad looking.
She's just got a certain look to her.
Yes. Yeah.
She has the look that is the quintessential queen of the trailer park. She's the hot girl of the trailer park. She's running the show. She's the queen bitch down there.
I don't know about that, bro. I mean, I think you're being a little mean to her when you say that, but she's got a little look to her, dude.
She's on the front end. She's on the top of the list, near the top of the list of every small town in the rural South.
I mean, would you say he outkicked his coverage with her?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious what you thought as you're looking at her. But you want a lot of feedback on the show, man, that people love her.
Okay, if you want to talk about outkicking coverage, no human has ever outkicked his coverage more than Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros.
Never seen his wife, bro.
Kate Upton, dude, you'd love her. She's a big, she's a thick, white, big titty supermodel.
Okay. That sounds like it's right up Harper's alley.
Dude. Okay. She may be the baddest bitch around, and he's okay. Just, I mean, yeah, he's a pitcher and all, but he's just a dude.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving then. We go to the next match, which is Robbie. Well, good stuff from there from White Boy, I have to say. We go to the next match, which is Robbie Eagle versus Chris Candido. Candido, when he pulls off those crossbody moves from the inside to the outside, it's still something these people aren't used to. Would you agree? I mean, you know what I'm talking about? When he hits those crossbodies and shit and he just fucking launches himself?
Yeah.
Okay, I just I don't.
Well, I just not, I was I was I was worried at the beginning because we had an inadvertent bell, and then we had a botched slingshot. It was just this match had a hard time getting started.
Oh yeah, I'm not trying to say this was a good match. I mean, but Candido dominated the match completely until out of nowhere Tracy interferes, and then the ref appears to see it. Candido takes a bump off the second rope, and an eagle falls on the Candido, and Candido loses the Smoky Mountain TV title. After the match, Smothers and Candido mix it up for a while. Candido puts on a vicious pile driver on Smothers. Candido got a lot of air on that pile driver, you know. And then we get the – I'm trying to find it on the YouTube channel. And then we get the expert opinion from the fucking expert medical personnel from Smoky Mountain come out. So I'm trying to fucking find it though, man. When he wins, so let's look at this, Doc. So we got it on the YouTube channel. Candido is about to, but looks like he's about to deal on Robbie Eagle. Smothers comes out, fucking. You can't tell me he didn't. The ref didn't see it. Hildebrand saw that. He had to. He's looking right at him.
Why is it okay when our guy cheats?
Well, so, and the fans are going nuts, which
right,
I'm fine with, whatever.
They like to cheat as long as it helps them.
Okay, I guess so, but hey, I'd say that's probably 99% of society. Candido then is throwing a fit, but I want to see right here when they start dealing with each other, because Tracy comes in, they mix it up, but that pile driver on Tracy.
Yeah, buddy.
I guess we're going to see it in a second. They're trading blows right now. They're mixing it up. Tracy blocks it.
Man, and when he hit the pile driver too, man, Caldo goes, "We haven't seen that in years." I was like, I thought it was banned.
Did he mention Orndorff? I don't remember. No,
I wasn't sure. I can't remember. I don't think so.
Okay, so he's about to hit the jaw jacker now on the Candido. This is some good shit. Here it comes.
He went straight for the pile driver too. Bam.
That was a nice pile driver.
It sure
dude.
Was.
That was Paul Orndorff-esque.
It
and
was
then
good.
He spits on Tracy shit.
Yeah, man.
Twice.
And then you get the ding-dong Smoky Mountain medical team to come out. Jeez.
Jesus Christ. If Harper was here,
these
those sons of bitches come out to fucking help Tracy, he would have been like, what the fuck? Do you think they were selling little Confederate flags in the crowd or something? Because they've got a bunch of those little bitty old...
Look at these two assholes. Yeah, they must have been because it was Tracy selling gimmicks, dude.
That's right. Tracy had the gimmick. Oh, Tracy must have made a fortune on that shit.
Right.
I bet you still say, hey, look, hey, here we go. Doc, you want to describe
look at these
medical
guys,
personnel?
Man. They look like they'd be trying to set up like...
A meth lab?
No. Like they work at a heavy metal club, and they're trying to set up the sound for tonight's show with like some band that's going to get up there and try to sound like a shitty Metallica copy of Metallica, and they're the guys running sound instead of a medical team.
Dude got pile driven. The last thing they need to do is walk him out the ring.
Right.
Okay. We need to move forward now. So they go to a video package of the most unpopular lady in wrestling, Tammy Fitch, as Bob Cottle says. Doc, do you want to?
Well, do you know?
Do I know what?
Who sings that song?
I knew the tune, but I don't know who sang it. Like I knew
been,
the.
That would have been the Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors, okay. Spin Doctors. All right, cool. All right, so anything else from the package that they show, Tammy and Brian Lee?
No, it's a recap. I fast forward through those.
Well, just for the record, real quick, bunch of video clips of Tammy and Brian Lee over the last 8 to 9 months. They show the pool scene where Tammy reveals primetime Brian Lee as her wrestler, and she walks off in her bikini as Tommy Noe was staring at her ass. I'm just kidding, Tommy. I know you purposely didn't stare because Candido was sitting in the pool looking at you, so you didn't want to stare at her ass, but you really did. So anyway, they show that. They show some clips of Tammy's tips, which still for the life of me was some of the funnest stuff we've done on this show. Really, really good stuff with Margie. And then we go from that straight to a promo with Tammy and Brian Lee. Remember, there was some dissension last week, so let's see what's going on this week with these two, as Brian Lee looks like a complete shithead. Here it is.
Primetime Brian Lee and the lady you just got a good look at right here, Miss Tammy Fitch.
You know, I cannot believe this godforsaken company could even show a video like that about me. They're trying to make me look bad. Not only are they trying to... They called me the B word even. I can't believe these producers would even show something like this. And you know what's worse? I think this entire world is banning against Brian and myself because now he's got to have this horrible barbaric chain match with the dirty white boy. What point is this? Brian should not be involved in this. Brian is a wrestler. He should have a wrestling match.
That's right. I'm a wrestler, Bob Connell. Yeah. And I don't carry a chain around in my pocket. Dirty White Boy wants a chain match. And then we have this old fossil, Ron Wright, who's going to come back. And yes, I will give him credit. He's the master of the chain match. And I personally don't want to be in it. But they thought this up because of a bunch of country bumpkins sitting around a round table trying to take Tammy and Primetime Brian Lee out. The manager, when he comes back. And speaking of managers anyway, how come I'm even in this? How come I'm even in this? You're too worried about blood being on your dress. I'm standing up here worried about going to the morgue.
Well, Brian, if you don't think you're man enough.
Oh, man enough.
Yeah, man enough.
The man issue would never come up before. What's the macho issue?
Oh, you're complaining all the time.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling. Just a sec. Bob, don't interrupt me. Oh, just a sec. Come here. We don't need to be arguing. We'll take care of it. Come on. I'll talk to you back here.
Okay.
Hey, fans. I think there's a crack in that wall somewhere. We'll be back right after this.
That's some real shit that went down. But what did you
I'd have popped if Bob would have looked and said, I think you could throw a tennis shoe down the hallway with her spot. Man, the dissension's so big, by the way, I ain't, you don't need to play the locals.
Okay, go ahead.
But even Bob can see it. Even old men can see the dissension. And man, Primetime is getting a double chin there, pal.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's eating good in more than one way when it comes to Tammy.
Well, he had them rats down there feeding him too, so there you go. So we know about that. But man, he looks big and fat. There's problems leading into this chain match. We need to get there.
All right, let's go back to this whole problem that these two are having, though. Is that not some real shit, what they're arguing about?
Sure. It's all about her when he's the one that's getting ready to have to deal with everything.
Yes, sir.
Tell me that ain't your life in some way.
That's a fucking shoot for every man.
Right.
For every man, almost every working man in America. That's a fucking shoot.
They must be about to turn Primetime babyface. Jesus Christ. I'm sympathetic to his cause now.
I sure am. The next promo is Mike and Doug Furness, but it gets cut short. I mean, did you have something from it? Or you want me to play?
Oh, well, my only note is...
Yeah, and it gets, like I said, we don't even get the whole thing. It gets
cut
short, which kind of sucks. So then we go to the next one, which is Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies. Now, this one is joined in progress, so it got cut off a little, but I'm going to play it.
It's all right, because it's got some stuff in it, so it's good.
Yeah, I agree. So let's go now to Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies, joined in progress.
Something like a piece of paper, like an injunction, is going to keep Ricky Morton from you.
Oh, first of all, let's take one topic at a time. I just want to say one thing about the Furness Brothers. We are going to be to the Furnaces in Knoxville, just like Penn State was the University of Tennessee, and the Furnaces are going to wish they were in the state pen when we get finished with them. Now, like I said, I have the injunction against the Rock and Roll Express. If either one of them lay a finger on me, touch me, harm me in any way during an interview, while we're conducting a down and dirty with Dutch, or anything other than a match between the Heavenly Bodies and the Rock and Roll Express, then they are suspended. So I don't have to worry about coming out here and having them attack us. Okay. I don't have to worry about coming out here fear for my safety, because they're suspended and they'll never get their revenge if they touch me any time other than a match between the Rock and Roll and the Bodies. And what do you think about the Rock and Roll Express, Doc?
Well, first of all, Jim, we have a sign on our dressing room that says no visitors allowed. So you see, when Ricky Morton's father had to use our dressing room as a restroom, he was the one who started it, and it's his fault that he got Drano thrown in his eyes, or whatever it was. It was his fault that I had to knock him down. He assaulted you first,
right.
And Ricky Morton, if you can't accept the fact that he broke the law first, then I'm here to tell you, we'll do it again if we got to.
That's exactly right. And now, I understand we got a match here on TV today. We got to do everything. We got to talk. We got to wrestle. We got to run the show, call the shots. We got to do everything because we're the only ones that know what's going on. So who we got? Where's your foreman? Hold on here.
Yeah, right there.
Who we got? Another team today.
Yeah, right here.
Hold who is it? Ah, there it is. Yeah. Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer and Wade Keller. Okay. Meltzer and Keller. Nobody's ever heard of them.
No.
Come on down. You're the next guys to fall at the hands of the Heavenly Bodies. Come on.
Our pleasure.
All right. There they go, fans. Let's go to the ring.
So I'm going to... We've got it turned on in the background here. Oh shit! Hold on. Let me go back to Dutch for a second. Hold on, because Dutch says something here.
Yeah, I had a note.
Let me rewind it. It's a little hard to do on YouTube, but here, listen to this real quick.
As they're wrestling, Wade Keller, Dave Meltzer. I never heard of those two jack legs. Well, we'll see what they look like in a minute. I bet they're probably two skinny looking guys. Ugly. Who knows?
All right, so as you can see on the YouTube channel, it's not Wade Keller and Dave Meltzer. It's the Rock and Roll Express. Doc, your thoughts on that promo, though.
Well, you know everybody watching pops when you do that. He did say before that we got to do everything around here, which was kind of a shoot because he was doing everything around there. But, this is a pretty crazy thing to bring out on TV in 93 Territory Wrestling to mention Meltzer and Keller at this time in this place, because there is no internet.
No,
this is pretty inside baseball to throw out there. And I would imagine in 93, there was some varying degrees on their place and where they ought to be in the wrestling business and their contribution to killing things.
Oh, there was a big, there was a different world at that point on where things would stand with, as many call them, the dirt sheet writers.
Now, how did Two Man Power Trip get Brian Adias on the show and you can't?
I've got his phone number in my phone. I just never called him.
Jesus. You're the worst.
What? I mean, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't even know what I want to ask Brian Adias. Well, I mean.
You get that dude that you do that fucking human Ambien pill that you do the world class shows with to help you, and y'all can come up with some questions.
Okay, let's break kayfabe on air for a second. let's do some shooting per se. Lance and I were recording a couple weeks ago. We were recording one of the world class shows, and after we were done, he was talking about us taking shots at him on the NWA show, and he got a kick out of it because you took a shot at him before. And I said, Doc's just jealous. He doesn't know as much as you. But we're working on, like, I know we want to bring Bobby Fulton back on the show, and it's mainly
why he retired
for his stuff in World Class. Because I mean, Bobby was there the night Fritz faked the heart attack. I just kind of love to hear his thoughts on that again. I think he's talked about it before, but love to get his thoughts on that from people who haven't heard it.
Nice snap suplex here from Del Rey, but he did miss a dropkick on Morton by about 6 inches somewhere during this match.
Sure the fuck did. Let's go back to Cornette in the promo, though. I love the end. He mentions Keller and Meltzer, to your point. Back then, I'd imagine that the wrestling camps were divided. Now, I can tell you around 1996 when we would talk about the dirt sheets in the back, not that I was ever in a dirt sheet, but I know – there were guys who claimed that they thought it was all bullshit, but I know personally lots of those same guys who said that it was all bullshit were the ones fucking reading it every single week. So they just were no-selling it because they didn't want people to think they were reading it, but that's that. So now, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Let me remind everyone that's following the article in The Torch that there's that article in The Torch where Wade talks about a riot in Smoky Mountain in Virginia. And, again, Bobby said it wasn't a race riot. It was a riot, but not a race riot because they all needed a police escort out of town. So I have read the entire article. I have also read Cornette's response to what happened that Wade published in The Torch. While I respect Corny, I can't say I 100% support what some of the wrestlers did that night because things got out of hand And that's that. So now, wrestlers defending themselves, I'm all for it, dude. Once shit breaks down, you got to do what you got to do, bro, to keep to you know, save your own ass. But every wrestler that night got a police escort out of town. That's how crazy it was. Insane night, but funny that, you know, Jim brings up Wade and Dave on that one, because I didn't know that Dave. I'm guessing Dave wrote about it, but I don't have access to Meltzer's old sheets. So,
dude, your voice just became super duper modulated out, dude. You got problems over there. Are you okay?
The whole time?
Yeah, still is. Did Sasha forget to pay the internet bill or something?
No, I can hear you good.
Nah, you sound like you're in a coffee can cutting this audio. Yeah, it's a problem, dude. It sounds like it absolutely 100% sounds like you're on your cell phone all of a sudden.
I mean, can you understand me?
Well, I mean, you're talking about, you know, never mind. I ain't going to make that comment. That's too far even for this show. No, I can hear you and I can understand what you're saying, but it sounds like complete dog shit.
Okay. I don't know what you
did, dude. Now it's back. It's back. It was something you did, but now you're back. And the people know it, and they know that you're the problem here. So, okay. Let's keep going. Do you hear it when Dutch is like calling them two jabronis? Because jabronis wasn't used either back then. Remember, The Rock's still a child. And they must run a credit card scam. Dutch was laying it in on them.
Yeah, it's pretty good shit. Any other thought? Well, I mean, I was playing the match in the background.
I'm assuming from the promos we've cut, but these guys are hot-shotting the title so much. Heavenly Bodies are our current champions, correct?
Yeah, they won it in the WWF match.
They didn't know the rules.
Right. Okay. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah. Any thoughts on this match? And
I thought it was a good match, man. I mean, these four guys are really good at tag team wrestling, and it was an enjoyable match that followed the, you know, it's just a standard rock and roll deal, but it's good.
Yep. So, Doc, you want to say who won?
Nobody.
Okay. Right. Heavenly Bodies hold on to the belts due to DQ. Morton did have batting practice at the end with the Heavenly Bodies.
Yeah, he got that.
Matter of fact,
he got that racket and started swinging, pal.
That's what I would do to you
if I could get my hands on you.
Well, that shit will never happen. So
you don't even come in. You're afraid to come into the office these days because you're afraid. You know, I'll stretch your ass right there in the conference room.
Okay, if you say so. While the match is playing out at the end of the episode, do you want to? Because that's the end. We don't even get a promo at the end.
Who cares, man? You don't need a promo if the matches are good.
They go off hot as Ricky just took the racket from Corny, and Corny fucking goes off. And then here comes batting practice. God, he hit Dr. Tom sold that. Damn, look at Del Rey take that bump. Holy shit.
Yep.
Batting practice from Gibson. And there we go. So we're getting ready to go off air. Let's talk about some disability checks. You gave last week 8.1, right?
I sure did. 8.1.
Trying to think.
You gave it an 8.0.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got a score written down, but at the same time, I'm...
You're doing the thing that you always accuse me of doing. Well, I've got my number written down, and it ain't changed, pal.
No, as I went through it, I'm trying to think if the score is fitting, and I'm thinking of what I gave last week, and I'm like, well, last week's was kind of better to me than this week, but...
Uh-oh.
Man,
he's trying to do math on the fly. This could hose things.
No,
up.
I got to stick with an 8, bro.
Okay.
What are you giving it?
You're going to not believe me here, but I think last week was a little bit better. And because of that, my score is going to be a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it an 8.
Wow. Okay. So you didn't do what I always accuse you of this week. That's
right.
Always
and never are words that you use way too much. I gave it a little bit less than last week at an 8.1, but this was still a great show. It was entertaining to watch. I am fully prepared and ready for Sunday Bloody Sunday. I don't know what we're going to do next week. We haven't quite decided yet. But Hey, man, we'll get something figured out. We always do, right?
Yeah, for those who are wondering why he's saying you don't know what we're going to do next week, look at the, if you're on the YouTube channel, and if you're not, I'll read it to you. It says, next week, Sunday Bloody Sunday preview. And my argument there is we've had four fucking weeks of Sunday Bloody Sunday preview. So it's like
I got an idea. I got an idea on the fly. Let's crowdsource this. If you're a patron and you pay money for this thing, we'll give you a little bit of a say. I don't like to do this normally because I don't trust you motherfuckers. But how about we ask the patrons how you would like for – do we skip it? Do we have it as a watch-along? Do we do it as a real show and you get what you get? And it's just that we do every episode and we stick to the script. Put it out there to the patrons. See what they get. We got 2 weeks before we record again.
It's 49 minutes and 58 seconds. I mean, we could just do a watch along because the thing about it is there's some Moondog shit in there, and I'm sure you and Harper can just shit all over that.
Well, just put it out to the patrons, man. Let these pathetic idiots feel like they have a say in something for the first time in my life.
Fuck you. They're not pathetic idiots. They're supporters of what we do, and if we wouldn't be here without them, and you don't fucking understand that concept, you fucking piece of shit.
You know why I don't
stop understand? Playing fucking heel. Damn.
You know why I don't understand it? Because I didn't get paid doing this before we had patrons, and I don't get paid after we had patrons.
I just haven't seen you to pay you, you fucking idiot. Damn.
Well, you should drive over to my house, and when you stop out at
How
the
How about you drive over to mine?
Why do I have to come to you to get paid? First of all, I don't feel comfortable driving in. Well, I guess you don't feel comfortable in my neighborhood any more than I
sure don't, man. I bring my family over there. I got to be careful, dude.
That's right, man.
They'll stop us just for no reason.
That's right. We actually have guards out at the front of the addition. We don't just let anybody.
Fuck your neighborhood.
In. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stay
Fuck
away.
Fuck that neighborhood, man. Shit.
Lower my property values.
Yeah, that's right. We need to give out some government cheese. I neglected last week. I forgot to mention, so I want to shout out a couple of my friends. The Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with ROH is Brian Malonis, Mike Crockett. They do their podcast every single Sunday. Just search The Wrestling Podcast About Nothing. They do a great job. They talk a little old school, a little new school as well, some current stuff. They've had some really, really great guests such as Warbeard Hansen on. They had Bobby Cruz on a while back as well, ring announcer from ROH. And I also want to shout out Our Vantage Point, the Retro Wrestling Podcast with Joe Murata and Michael Quinn. They do their thing on Monday as well. It's a retro podcast. It's mostly WWF centric, but they do sometimes cross the southern line and come down here. But they're the northern version of us, slightly classier, a little bit more professional. So there's that. Give those guys a listen. Again, that's Our Vantage Point and the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing. They do their thing every single Monday. Do we want to give out a Tim Horner Award this week? Never mind. It's going to go to the same people that got it last week, right? The Bruise Brothers and the Moondogs.
Yeah, we're stuck on autopilot on that one, pal.
Yeah, that's true. Thin Man Within, there you go. They get the Tim Horner Award. Government Cheese. Gosh, I got to think we got to give it to Corny because that's an inside joke back then that, I mean, I don't know how many people got it in the Smoky Mountain area. The smart fans back then would have gotten it, but wouldn't you agree that, well, I'll ask you, who are you giving it to from you?
I'm not giving it to Corny.
Who are you giving it to?
I damn near gave it to Robbie Eagle for winning a title because that's an upset of. I won't go so far as to say mulky proportions, but dude, he's enhancement talent and he's winning a belt there.
So who are you giving it to?
Bro, we had brother Ron come back. Ron Wright cut a promo standing on his two feet.
I mean, I agree, but Cornette just fucking.
He called her Tammy bitch, and I should have had my solid oak walking stick and got some revenge. And there's going to be blood, and I miss him, man. You better peep on him while you can, because his sightings are few and far between from here on out, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that, but okay, I was just
on right.
Cornette fucking dropped Wade Keller and Dave Meltzer's name on fucking TV. And
I'm a Ron Wright guy.
Well, so am I. Shit. Matter of fact, there's a t-shirt out there on our TeePublic store. Check the link in the show description. All the shirts are there. Matter of fact, go buy a Doc shirt, Harper shirt, all that good stuff. We'd appreciate it, man. Put some BTT swag on when you go to your next wrestling event.
I hate that word so much.
Swag?
Yeah.
I do too. It's kind of shitty, isn't it?
It's like digital platforms and content.
God, I hate that word.
Content Fuck. And fucking business models and
okay.
Swag. Brand. Shit. The brand.
Yeah. You
know what the BTT brand is, right?
What?
Fucking bitches in between their titties.
No, the BTT brand is our political party is titties.
Shooting ropes and shooting dope.
It's just so dirty. you dirty bastard.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I can never shoot dope because, man, I ain't down with needles, so I can't be.
Shooting ropes that. And snorting dope.
Man, we really do miss Harper these couple of weeks, man. I'll be glad when he gets back from his tour of Baton Rouge.
We just need to, like, do the watch-along, like, on Sunday. You'd be like, Harper, what are you doing? Nothing? All right, Sunday night, we're going to watch along.
Again. I'm upward and onward. We need to know what we're doing.
No. You're missing my point. I'm not talking about these two. I'm talking about on Sunday, we're just like, fuck it, roll tape on episode, 107 from February the 12th, and we're going to do a watch-along. Here it is.
All right. That's what we decided. Don't mess with Mike. That's what we're doing.
It's an idea. You know what I'm saying? Harper, that means because Harper can get caught up on what he missed with those two review shows, and then we're ready to get into Bloody Sunday. Bloody,
hey, man,
Bloody,
I don't Bloody, give Bloody a shit. Sunday. I'm just here to be a blessing, so.
I hear you. All right, if I didn't already mention it, make sure you use the Amazon referral link. It's tinyurl.com/BTT. Amazon, great way to support the show on an ongoing basis without spending anything extra. Go buy Bobby Blaze's book, Pin Me, Pay Me, and anything else from Amazon. Give that link to your wives, your girlfriends, your side pieces, whatever you put your cock in, give it to them. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTT. Amazon, I really wasn't trying to make a funny there, but that's how it came out. And give that link out, save it, bookmark it, all that good shit. Great way to support the show on an ongoing basis. And then shout out to all the patrons out there. Remember, it's tinyurl.com/PatreonBTT. Get all the access to the patron-only content. I think we're going to get out of here, Doc. I don't have anything else. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Doc, you got anything?
You want me to hit the tagline this time?
Do you have anything?
No. I have a tagline.
All right, Doc. Hit the tagline. Doc, take us home.
Book it, bitch!
I thought you were going to say shooting ropes and snorting dope.
I hit the tagline. What are you doing? You want me to do it again? You want me to do it again?
I hit my own tagline. Shooting ropes and snorting dope. Later, bitches.